Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ, The Right Choice by Jordan Stengier, age 8. Red Deer First Ward, Red Deer, Alberta, Canada Stake. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. In our family, we have always been taught to keep the Sabbath day holy. We attend church and try to do other things on Sunday that we think will help us think about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. We write in our journals and read stories from the friend. Other things like going to the park or playing sports, we avoid on Sundays. I was excited to get an invitation to my friend Gordon's birthday party last year, but when I opened it up, I saw that the party was being held on Sunday. I showed it to my parents but didn't even ask if I could go. I said I can't go to his party because it's on Sunday. I was disappointed to miss it, but knew I was making the right choice. My mom phoned Gordon's mom to tell her that I couldn't come. Gordon's mom apologized for having the party on a Sunday. The very next day, she wanted to talk to mom while they were waiting to pick us up from school. She said they used to go to their church and that she believed in prayer. This led to lots of opportunities to share the gospel with Gordon's family. They haven't joined the church, but they still show some interest in it and understand more about what we believe. My mom said that if I had not made the right choice about keeping the Sabbath day holy, we probably never would have been able to talk to them so much about the gospel. They respect our values, and this year they had Gordon's birthday on a Saturday rather than a Sunday. Unkind Words by Nicola Stanger, age 11, Red Deer First Ward, Red Deer, Alberta, Canada Stake. Kindness begins with me, Children's Songbook, page 145. I do not like to see people getting teased or laughed at. I feel bad for them when that happens, because I know I wouldn't like it if that happened to me. One day I was walking home from school with a friend. As we got to our street, a boy named Mark was just getting off the school bus. Mark lives nearby, but he goes to a different school. He is overweight. My friend started to call him rude names like Chunky and Chubby. Mark pretended not to hear and just walked more quickly toward his house. After he was out of sight, I told my friend that calling them names was not nice. After I got home, I was still upset about it. Even though I had not called him names, I had stood by and let someone else do it. Early the next morning, I went over to Mark's house and apologized to him for my friends calling him names and my not stopping it. After I'd apologized to him, I felt much better inside. I hope it made him feel better, too. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ.